Tede, Quidislav, heißt die. Ma alle in Eslene? Yes. Ja? Ja. It's good to be back.
On hea tagasi olla jälle.
Yes. Come on. You've heard me preach enough times now, you know how this goes.
Te olete mind kuulnud päris mitu korda jutustamas, te teate, kuidas see kõik käib siin.
Are you excited for this morning?
Oled sa täna hommikul põnevil?
Yeah, come on. Are you excited for this morning?
Oled sa põnevil täna hommikul?
Fantastic.
Vägev.
That was a great noise. Why don't you turn to the person next to you and say, are you excited for this morning?
Küsi oma naabrit, kas sa oled põnevil täna hommikul?
Say it with some excitement.
Ütle seda ühe põnevusega.
Well, Estonia is becoming my second home, apparently.
Eesti saab juba minu teiseks koduks.
Been here twice this year, I'm excited.
Ma olen see aasta juba teist korda siin.
I'm excited for Terminal Conference.
Ma olen Terminali konverentsi suhtes põnevil.
And I just want to just start by saying thank you to this man, Pastor Ivo.
Ma tahan tänada Pastor Ivot.
Just really honored to be his friend. I don't believe in ministry friends, I just believe in having friends.
Mul on eesõigus olla tema sõber, ma ei usu mitte ainult teenistuse sõprusesse, vaid päris sõprusesse.
And Ivo and Liis and Naomi now.
Ivo, Liis ja Naomi.
They are amazing couple, an amazing family, and they're going to lead this church in amazing ways.
Nad on üsna toredad.
I don't know what you said, but I know what you said. Like, but he's got revival in him.
Tal on ühtes südames.
And I believe it's going to come to Tallinn.
Yeah, ärkamine just ja ma usun, et see tuleb Tallinnasse.
I believe it's going to come for this church.
Ja ma usun, see tuleb selle kogudusse.
Before I start as well, I want to give a shout out to May.
Enne kui ma alustan, ma tahan Maile paar julgustust öelda.
She's even in the room.
Kas ta on siin? Mai, kas sa oled siin?
No, she's not. She's gone outside. Well, I'm just going to shout out to her. You can tell her later.
Ma lihtsalt ütlen paar julgustavad sõna tema kohta.
I just think she's doing a great job here.
Ma näen, ta teeb väga head tööd siin.
Every time I come, the Sundays are getting stronger and stronger.
Iga kord, kui ma tulen, siis ma näen, et pühapäevad saavad tugevamaks.
And I know that's largely and partly to Mai just really doing a lot of work.
Ja osa on sellest, et Mai teeb lihtsalt palju tööd.
And so I think she's incredible. So can we give her a round of applause?
Kas võim tal ühe hea aplausi anda?
Right, you ready for the word?
Olete sõnaks valmis?
I'm excited. Come on, it's Sunday morning. God can do anything this morning.
See on pühapäeva hommik, Jumal võib mida iganes teha täna hommikul.
Do you believe that he can do anything?
Usud sa, et Jumal võib mida iganes teha täna?
Today is not just another Sunday.
Täna ei ole lihtsalt tavaline pühapäev.
Today is a new day where God can do what he wants to do.
Täna on uus päev, kus Jumal saab teha, mida ta tahab teha.
And I believe God is in the business of doing new things.
Ja ma usun, et Jumal on sellises äris, kus
tehakse uusi asju. I want us to believe for new and fresh things this morning.
Ja ma tahaksin, et sa usuksid täna uusi värskeid asju täna hommikul.
Anybody need some freshness in their life?
Kas kellegil on vaja värskust täna hommikul?
Anybody need a bit of an awakening in their life?
Kellegi on vaja natukene ärkamist täna.
Anyone need some revival in their life?
Kellegi on vaja suuremat ärkamist.
Come on, I believe it this morning. Today it could happen.
Täna võib see juhtuda.
Today we could see amazing breakthroughs happen.
Täna me võime näha suuri läbimurdeid.
So I'm excited to be here.
Ma olen väga põnevil.
Are you ready?
Oled sa valmis?
So let's get going now.
Hakkame minema kohe.
Right, let's open up our Bibles. You've got your Bible with you.
Bring it. Aagus, minuga piibel.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to be talking about the cost of revival this morning.
Ma räägin ärkamise hinnast täna hommikul.
The cost of revival.
Ärkamise hinnast.
And I want to read to you two Bible passages.
Ma tahan sulle kaks kirjakohta lugeda Biiblist.
And they're going to be our Bible passages for today.
Need on meil tänase jutluse jaoks need
kirjakohta. I'm going to read them right at the start so that you know where we get our foundation, our teaching from.
Ma loen kohe selle alguses ära, siis sa tead, kust meie jutluse fundament.
So if you got your Bible, get out. First one we're going to is John 16:33.
Kõigepealt võtta Johannese 16:33.
And in John 16:33 it says this. I have told you these things. Still fun, no? That's good.
Seda ma olen teile rääkinud.
And this is Jesus Christ speaking.
Ja Jeesus ise ütleb siin neid.
He says, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
Et teil oleks rahu minus.
In this world,
maailmas,
you will have trouble.
Ahistatakse teid.
You will have trouble.
Teid ahistatakse.
Not you might have trouble.
Mitte et võib olla.
Not possible.
Või üks variant nendest.
Trouble's coming for you.
et see ahistus tuleb kindlasti meie poole.
It's a nice encouraging message for a Sunday morning, eh?
Väga julgustav täna pühapäeva.
Why you turn to the person next, you say trouble's coming for you.
Ütle naabrile, et ahistus tuleb sinu poole.
You didn't expect that this morning.
Sa ei oodanud seda täna hommikul.
He says, but take heart.
Aga ta ütleb, et aga olge julged.
I,
mina,
Jesus Christ,
Jeesus Kristus,
have overcome.
Olen ära võitnud
the world.
Maailma.
Great Bible passage.
Vägev piibisalm.
And then I'm going to jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
Ja nüüd ma lähen teise korintlaste kirja 12. Peatükki.
And I'm going to read from verse 7.
Ja ma võtan 7. Salmi lahti.
And this is going to come join us later on in the message. It says this. Ida?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Therefore,
yeah. Carry on.
In order therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited.
What? 12? 7?
Yeah.
Half second Corinthians?
Yes. Half of it.
From the half.
Yeah. Translation's fun. Shall I just read it in Estonian? Would that help? Yeah.
One verse?
Yes. Or two verses.
Ka võrreldud suure ilmutuste tõttu, sellepärast, seepärast, et ma ei läheks kõrgiks, on mulle liha sisse antud vai, saatana ingel.
Go to verse 9.
Mind rusikatega peksma, et ma ei läheks kõrgiks.
9, yeah.
Kuid tema ütles mulle, sulle piisab minu armust, sest nõtruses saab vägi täielikuks. Nii ma siis kiitlen meelsamini oma nõtrusest, et Kristuse vägi laskuks elama minu peale.
You got it? Fantastic. Did you get those Bible verses?
Kas sa said need salmid?
Did you take them in?
Sa panid need omale südamesse.
In one we see we've been told that we're going to have trouble.
Ühes salmis öeldakse, et meil läheb probleemseks asi.
And in the other one we're told his grace is sufficient
ja
for us.
Ja teises salmis öeldakse, et tema armust piisab meile.
So let me start by setting the scene for you this morning.
Las ma setin sulle ühe konteksti siia praegalt.
It is Liam's day off.
See on Liamil on üks vaba päev.
I'm having a day off.
Mul on üks vaba päev.
I decide I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy myself some lunch.
Ja ma otsustan, ma lähen ostan oma lõuna.
And I decide to go to my favorite place for lunch.
Ma lähen oma lemmik kohta sööma.
And I'm trying to decide between a bacon sandwich.
Ja ma mõtlen ühe peekoni saiakese vahel.
And a chicken wrap.
Ja ühe kanav wrapi vahel.
And that's basically the amount of responsibility I want on a day off.
Ja vabal päeval nii palju vastutust ma tahangi võtta mulle.
Who would like the bacon sandwich?
Kellel meeldiks peekoni saiake?
Oh, we got some chicken wrap fans
või
in the house.
All right, chicken wrap.
Okay. Sorry guys, I went for the bacon. I apologize.
Ma võtsin ikkagi selle peekoni.
So I'm in this store trying to decide between my sandwiches.
Ma olen siis seal poes ja üritan nende võileibade vahel valida.
Trying to decide.
Üritan otsustada.
And the Holy Spirit
ja püha vaim
just falls on me.
Langeb minu üle.
I'm like, Jesus.
Ma mõtlen, Jeesus.
It's my day off.
See mul vaba päev praegu.
I'm just trying to decide a sandwich, thank you very much.
Ma üritan siin selle võileva vahel valida.
But the Spirit moves on me.
Aga kuidagi vaim liigub minu sees.
And I feel it like
ma kogen, et
start of passion in my heart.
Mingi kirg tõuseb minu sees.
So I'm like, all right, what's going on?
Siis ma küsin Jumal, mis toimub.
And I start to look around.
Siis ma vaatan ringi.
Wondering what God is trying to do in this supermarket.
Ja imestan, mis Jumal tahab teha siin selles poes.
And I look down the aisle.
Siis ma vaatan koridori mööda.
And I see this older lady standing there.
Siis ma vaatan üht vanemat daami, kes seisab seal.
Also looking at the sandwiches.
Vaatab ka neid saiakesi seal.
And she looks really unwell.
Ja ta ei näe väga hea välja.
You ever seen someone, you just see them and you're like, oh, they're obviously going through something tough.
Ja oled sa näinud kedagi, võibolla on keegi inimene, kes läheb mingist raskest asjast mööda.
She just looked very unwell.
Ta nägi väga raske välja.
And then not only that, but she was standing with a, what seems to be a special needs, like young adult, which was obviously her daughter. She was standing with a daughter who appeared to be special needs.
Ja tal oli seal tütar, kellel olid mingid erivajadused.
And I looked at her.
Ja ma vaatan teda.
And I just immediately had respect for her.
Ja mul kuidagi tekis mingisugune respekt tema vastu.
Ever seen someone like that?
Oled sa näinud kedagi sellist?
You just look at them and you go, man, I have respect for you already.
Et sa vaatan teda ja sa mõtled kohe, mul on automaatselt respekt.
I don't know you, I don't know where you come from.
Ma ei tea, kus sa tuled.
But I know that you're going through something.
Aga ma tean, et sa lähed millegist läbi.
And because of that I have some respect and compassion.
Ja selle tõttu mul on sul mingisugune respekt sinu vastu ja halastus.
And I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to do something for
her. Kogesin, et püha vaim palub mul midagi teha selles
so, olukorras. Now, but I want to be real with you. Can I be honest this morning?
Kas ma võin aus olla? Ma tahan nüüd olla aus.
Yes, I'm going to need a yes, otherwise I won't be fantastic.
Ma
pean
saama jahi teilt.
I get really scared when speaking to people about Jesus.
Ma tegelikult hirmun ära, kui ma pean Jeesusest rääkima inimestele.
Anybody else like that?
Kas keegi on veel selline?
Or are you too holy in Estonia? You guys have got it down. You're like, revival follows me, brother. I don't know about you.
Ärkamine lihtsalt käib teie järgi lihtsalt. Ma ei tea, mis teistega.
I'm scared about telling people about Jesus.
Mul läheb nõrgaks seest, kui ma pean Jeesust rääkima inimestele.
It never gets easy.
See ei lähe kunagi lihtsaks.
So what I try and do now
see, mis ma üritan teha,
is plan what I'm going to say.
Ja ma üritan seal istuda ja planeerida seda, mida
so
ma
I'm standing there with my sandwiches.
Ja istun seal oma saiakestega.
Just trying to decide how's this going to go.
Ja siis üritan otsustada, kuidas see nüüd välja näeb.
I'm a young boy, I'm wearing a hoodie.
Ma olen noor kutt, mul on kapuuts peas.
She's not older lady, I don't want to scare her.
Seal on vanem daam, ma ei tahada lihtsalt ära hirmutada.
Now, while I'm trying to think though, she has already decided to walk towards me.
Ja ta juba on otsustanud, et liigub minu poole.
Now, I haven't had time to prepare what I'm going to say.
Nüüd ma näen, et mul ei ole enam aega valmistada ette,
and
mida
she
ma ütlen.
Is coming.
Ja ta tuleb minu poole juba.
I'm starting to panic.
Ja ma hakkan paaniliselt juba.
God has told me to do something.
Jumal on öelnud, et ma teeks midagi.
I don't know what to do.
Ma ei tea, mida teha.
But she is coming.
Aga tema juba tuleb minu poole.
And so the nerves begin, you know.
Ja ma olen juba närvis.
I throw the sandwiches back in. Just
ma panen viskan.
Gotta get rid of them.
Viskan need saiakesed juba eest ära.
And then This is a true story. I turn around.
See on tõeline lugu. Ma keeran ümber.
I grab the old lady by the arm.
Ma haaran talt käest kinni vanal daamil.
Oh man, didn't start well.
See ei olnud hästi.
And I said to her, "The Lord bless you."
Ja siis ma ütlen talle, et Jumal õnnistagu sind.
In my head it was quite quiet.
Ja minu peas tundus see üli vaikne.
But I kind of yelled it at her.
Aga ma kuidagi nagu karjusin selle välja talle.
"The Lord bless you."
Jumal õnnistagu sind.
Do you want to see how she reacts? Just I'll be her for a second, okay?
Okay, ma mängin teda. Right. Näe, kuidas ta reageeris.
I used to be an actor, I should be able to do
ma
this.
Ma olin kunagi näitleja, nii et ma suudaks peaks suutma seda teha.
She's standing there deciding her sandwiches.
Ooh. Ta seisab seal ja otsustab oma saiakeste üle.
Begins to walk
ja
towards
kõndima,
me.
Minu poole.
Then the young man in a hoodie.
Ja siis noor kuit kapuutsiga.
Grabs her by the arm.
Haarab käest kinni.
And yells in her face.
Ja karjutab
näe. The Lord bless you.
And
this was generally her face.
Ta oli siuke nagu.
She even leant back
ta
in fear.
Nagu toetus tagasi minu moodi.
And then, so I'm there, you stand on the stage for me, bro. So I'm there holding her arm, the Lord bless you.
Ma hoian tal käed, Jumal õnnistagu sind.
She is scared.
Ta on hirmunud täiega.
I decide to let go.
Ma lasen lahti tast.
And then she just carries on walking.
Ja siis ta kõnnib edasi.
And her child looks at me.
Ja tema laps vaatab minu
poole. With just such disappointment in her face.
Täieliku pettumusega tema näos.
What you doing, mate? What you doing?
Mida sa teed, kuit, no?
Now, I left immediately, you know that, right?
Ja ma sa tead, ma ju nii lahkusin.
And every aisle I walked down in this supermarket.
Ja siis igas koridoris, kus ma lähen.
Is she there?
Siis ma vaatan, kas
if she's there, I'm not going to be there. I'm like, see you later, thanks.
Ma ei lähe tema suunas.
And that's how the story ends.
See on see, kuidas see lugu lõppes.
You're like, why are you preaching? You should get someone else to preach.
So we will mutter, "Miks sa nüüd
julgustad? Keegi teine." Do you understand the emotion I went through though? You've been there, right?
Kas sa mõtled emotsiooni, millest ma läbi läksin?
It's not easy.
See ei ole lihtne.
And I found it tricky.
Ma näen, et see on päris keeruline.
And I got scared.
Ja ma hirmusin ära.
And I made a mistake.
Ma tegin ühe vea.
But I was trying to do what I thought was the good thing to do.
Ja ma püüdsin teha, mis on see õige asi teha.
But have you ever noticed?
Sa oled kunagi tähele pannud?
Sometimes even when you do the good thing,
isegi kui sa teed midagi head,
bad things still happen.
Aga halvad asjad ikkagi juhtuvad.
Have you noticed this in your life?
Oled sa oma elus seda tähele pannud?
Have you ever been like, "Hey, I give my money to church."
Oled sa võib-olla näinud, et ma annan oma
kirikusse. I tithe my 10%, I give generously.
Ma annan 10%, ma annan helde käeliselt.
But yet I still seem to be struggling with money.
Aga ikka on mingis valdkonnas raha mured.
And my non-Christian colleagues seem to be getting loads of it.
Ja minu uskmatud sõbrad saavad täiega palju seda raha.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah, you've been there.
Räägin,
you're like, "Oh, Jesus, where are you, man?"
Jesus,
have you ever been through that? You're like, "I'm the one serving at church."
Mina ju teenin kirikus.
I'm the one attending church. I'm the one amen in the preacher.
Mina siin käin jutlustamas.
I'm the one worshiping my hands in the air.
Mina ülistan Jumalat käed üleval taas.
Yeah, why do my colleagues seem to be happier than I am?
Miks mu kolleegidel läheb paremini ja miks nad rõõmsamad kui mina?
I thought I got this right.
Ma mõtlesin, et mul läheb kõik hästi.
Have you ever been there?
Sa oled kunagi selles olukorras
olnud? Yes.
Anna mulle jah.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. You're great this morning. You're looking great, by the way.
Te näete väga head täna hommikul välja.
Do you know, isn't it true that Estonia is voted the second most beautiful country in the world? Did you know that?
Eesti,
I'm sure you knew that.
Eesti hinnati teine kõige ilusam maa maailmas.
Have you ever been there?
Oled sa kunagi olnud selles olukorras?
You try and love your family.
Sa püüad oma pere armastada.
You put them first.
Sa paned nad esikohale.
Your work colleagues, they're all working long hours, but you go home early.
Su kolleegid töötavad üle tundi, aga sa lähed varakult koju.
You try and be there for your kids.
Pole püüad oma laste jaoks seal olemas olla.
But yet your kids seem to lose their way.
Aga kui su lastel läheb asi ikkagi käest ära.
Or maybe you're the Christian, you're trying to sing and, you know, do your dreams for Jesus.
Võib-olla sa usklik ja sa üritad oma unistusi Jeesuse jaoks täide viia.
You're trying to live out the dream for Jesus and
üritad oma unistuse välja elada.
But yet you just seem to be getting rejected time after time after time.
Aga kukud läbi mitmeid kordi.
I'm trying to evangelize. I'm trying to do the good thing for the old lady.
Ma püüan ju head asja teha selle daami jaoks.
I was trying to bless her in the name of the Lord.
Ma üritan seda õnnistada Jeesuse nimel.
That's a good thing, right?
See on ju hea asi, on ju.
But then I tried it. And bad things still happen.
Aga kuidagi ebamugavad asjad ikka juhtuvad.
I don't think I even got a sandwich in the end.
Ma isegi saand oma
forgot about it.
Ma unustasin selle saajaks üldse ära.
And what's even more annoying?
Mis veel häirivam on?
Is then this question plagues us as believers.
Ja siis mingi küsimus häirib meid usklikena.
Keeps eating away at us.
Sööb meid.
Of like, why God?
Jumal, miks?
Why God? I'm doing the right thing. Why is this happening to me?
Ma teen asja. Jumal, miks see juhtub kõik minuga?
This question is just gets us all the time. It torments us.
See piinab meid lausa.
God, I'm sick and tired. I'm trying to do the good thing, but bad things still seem to happen.
Ma püüan ju teha häid asju, aga halvad asjad ikka juhtuvad.
And then what's more annoying?
Ja mis veel häirivam on?
Is you read the Bible.
Ja loed Biiblit.
And then Jesus says to us.
Ja see, seal Jeesus ütleb meile.
Hey, you're gonna have trouble.
Sul saabki olema raskusi.
Brilliant, thanks, mate.
Aitäh.
You're gonna have trouble.
Sul saabki olema raskusi.
Let me tell you, church, if you want revival in your church,
kogudus, kui sa tahad ärkamist oma koguduses,
it's gonna cause some trouble.
See läheb maksma, et sul on probleeme.
Everyone thinks that when revival hits, everything just goes really well.
Kõik arvavad, et kui ärkamine tuleb, siis on kõik hästi.
That's not how it works.
See ei ole see, kuidas see toimib.
Have you read the New Testament?
Oled lugenud uut testamenti.
Paul preaches the gospel.
Paulus kuulutab evangeeliumi.
Sees loads of people saved.
Näeb, et paljud inimesed tulevad.
And then a riot begins.
Ja siis hakkab mingi täielik
mass. Like a full-on riot.
Täielik mass hakkab pihta.
I thought if I just get loads of young people into our youth event.
Ma mõtlesin, et kui me saame hunnikute viisi noori oma
then it would be easy. That would be it. I've done the job.
Siis on kõik korras.
What I learned is when you get lots of people through the doors.
Mida ma õppisin, kui meil on palju inimesi uste vahelt tuleb sisse.
You get lots of problems as well.
Siis on ka hästi palju probleeme seal.
We've had young people come in, they try and commit suicide at our youth event.
Meil on noored inimesed tulnud meie noortekatele, nad on seal noorteka sees üritanud endale enesetappu teha.
We've walked into the bathroom and found blood all over the floor as young people try and cut themselves. I'm being real.
Vanitubades verd üle selle toa.
Sometimes I go home and go, God, I didn't think this was how it's supposed to be.
Ja mõnikord lähen koju, ütlen, Jumal, see ei peaks ju nii olema.
I thought if I preached the gospel, then loads of people just be like, yay, and then we'd all just be happy.
Mõtlesin, kui ma kuulutan evangeeliumi, siis kõigil on yes ja kõik on rõõmsed.
But Jesus tells us you're going to have trouble.
Jeesus ütles, et teil saab olema probleeme.
You want to follow Jesus?
Kui sa tahad Jeesust järgida?
You want to live for him?
Kui sa tahad elada
you want to give your whole life to him?
Kui sa annad kogu oma
elu talle? It's going to cause you some trouble.
See põhjustab teatud probleeme.
Do you think if you're a teacher and you start preaching the gospel in your school that it's not going to cause you trouble?
Kui sa mõtled, et sa oled õpetaja ja proovid evangeeliumi kuulutada oma koolis ja mõtled, et see ei põhjusta probleeme?
You think if you're in your office and you offer to pray for your boss?
Et sa, kui sa oled oma kontoris ja palud palvet oma ülemusele.
You think it's not going to cause you trouble?
Et kas see arvad, et see ei põhjusta sulle probleeme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's gonna happen.
See juhtub.
And then what we normally do is we normally say, oh, I'm just going to bow out. I'm not going to get involved with it
because
I don't want the trouble.
Tõmmame tagasi, sest me ei taha ju raskusi.
But then what we do is we disobey them what God has asked us to do.
Aga see on tegelikult sõna kuulmatu olemine sellele vastu, mida Jumal on palunud meid teha.
Do you know this tension?
Kas sa tead, tunnetad oma elus
seda pinget? Have I clearly preached this tension to you?
Kas ma olen sellest pingest pinge hästi selgelt lahti seletanud?
We live in a world
where
we do the good things as believers.
Kus me teeme häid asju usklikena.
And bad things still seem to happen.
Ja halvad asjad ikkagi näilised juhtuvad meiega.
Let me come at it another way. Let me come at it from Paul's perspective.
Kas ma tulen Pauluse perspektiivist sellele samale teemale?
In 2 Corinthians 12,
teise korintlaste
12.
Paulus ütleb meile.
He says, listen.
Ta ütleb kuulake.
Church.
Kogudus.
He says, I've had this thorn in my flesh.
Mul on see ora südames.
There is something in my life that is causing me pain.
See on mingi asi minu elus, mis põhjustab mulle valu.
It's annoying.
See häirib.
It's frustrating.
See on täiega häirib.
It's disappointing.
Ja see teeb halba mulle.
I got this thorn in my flesh.
Ja see ora minu sees.
And then Paul says, and I pleaded with God 3 times, take it away.
Palusin 3 korda Jumalat, et võtta see ära.
Have you ever been with God and like, God, please solve this situation?
Olnud Jumalaga ja palunud, et Jumal lahenda see olukord.
God, please provide for us.
Varusta meid.
God, please help my child.
Jumal, aita mu last.
God, please get me out of this.
Jumal, aita mind sellest olukorrast välja.
And that's the prayer that Paul is praying.
See ongi see palve, mida Paulus palub.
He's saying, God, I've had enough.
Ta ütleb, et Jumal, mul on kopees.
And then do you want to hear God's response to
him? Tahad kuulda, mida Jumal ütleb talle.
The most annoying response
kõige häirivamat vastus,
you can get.
Mida sa üldse saada võid saada.
The Lord looks at him.
Jumal ütleb
I imagine, talle. I wasn't there, but the Lord speaks to him.
Jumal räägib talle.
And says,
ütleb,
my grace
minu armust
is sufficient for you.
Piisab sulle.
That's an annoying response.
See on
please,
kõige nõmedam vastus üldse.
Yes.
On ju.
Imagine you turn to your friend and say, I've had the worst day.
It's been so bad. Sõbra poole ütled, mul on
so
nii
many bad things.
Kurdad oma kehvast päevast.
And they just turn and say, well, hey, God still loves you.
Ja siis nad ütled, sulle Jumal ikka armastab siin. Ei ole probleemi.
They'd be like, I'm sorry.
Sa, eks, vabandust.
Or maybe if you turn to your husband or wife.
Võibolla pöörad oma...
Girlfriend, boyfriend.
Oma paari...
And
oma
you say, oh, I'm feeling really down.
Ja ütled oma... Kaasale, et ma tunnen tõesti halvasti
täna. Feeling really down. And they just turn to you and say, hey, well, just go read your Bible and pray.
Ja siis nad ütlevad sulle, ah, lihtsalt palveta ja loe Biiblit.
You're like, thanks,
aitäh,
love.
Mu armastus.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Saad aru, mis ma mõtlen?
I think Paul just wanted to moan a little bit.
Paulusel oli seal see moment.
And the Lord says, whoa, my grace is sufficient for
you. Ja Jumal ütleb, et minu armust piisab sulle.
My grace will see you through.
Ja minu arm kannab su läbi.
You don't need anything else in this world.
Sa vaja midagi selles
my grace is enough.
Mu arm kannab sin
Let
läbi.
Me tell you that as Christians we so often search for these answers.
Usklikuna me otsime nii tihti neid vastuseid.
And God so often gives us responses. Have you noticed?
Aga Jumal annab meile neid reaktsioone või...
There is no answer.
Ei ole vastust.
To the problem.
Probleemile.
And the tension.
Ja pinget.
Of why bad things happen to good people. There is no answer.
Seal ei ole sellist vastust.
You're like, why are you preaching, boy? You should sit down.
Miks ma peaks jutustama siin praegu? Peaks maha istuma.
There doesn't seem to be an answer.
Ei, tundub, et ei olegi vastust.
But there is a response.
Aga on üks reageerimine sellele kõigele.
Do you understand the difference?
Kas sa saad aru sellest?
This morning, are you with me on this?
Oled sa minuga täna?
Yeah, you still here, you still good?
Sa oled minuga täna.
There isn't an answer. We strive and we struggle to try and get our life to get the answer that we desire.
Me püüame ja püüdleme, et saada vastust oma elu jaoks, mida me igatseme.
But God simply provides a response for us.
Aga Jumal pakub meile sellist reageeringut.
So I don't have an answer when trouble comes for you.
Mul ei ole sulle vastust, kui probleemid ja raskused tulevad.
But I do have the response for it.
Aga ma tean, kuidas sa peaksid reageerima sellele.
Yes?
Jah.
The response comes in John 16:33.
See reageerimine tuleb.
Well, let me put it like this. You can find the response in John 16:33. Let me put it like
sa võid leida selle Johannese 16:33.
In John 16:33.
Johannese 16:33.
Jesus says.
Jeesus ütleb.
Trouble is going to come for you.
Probleemid tulevad teiega poole.
But.
Aga.
In me.
Aga minus.
You will have peace.
On teil rahu.
Because I have overcome,
sest mina olen ära võitnud,
the things that overwhelm you.
Need maailma asjad, mis toovad teile raskusi.
Let me say that again.
Ma ütlen uuesti.
In me,
minus,
you will have peace.
Teil on rahu.
Because I have come,
sest mina olen ära võitnud,
to overcome the things,
need asjad,
that are overwhelming you.
Mis need raskused, mis maailmast tulevad teieni.
Now that sounds all spiritual and Christian, right?
See kõlab nii kristlikult.
So, oh great, as long as we're in him.
Yay. No muidugi, kui me oleme temas,
siis on korras. Let me put it like this, let me make sure that we get this.
Las ma lähenen teise nurgalt.
It is only in a relationship with Jesus.
Ainult suhtes olles Jeesusega.
That you and I will find peace.
Sina ja mina leiame rahu.
Only.
Ainult.
There is no situation, there is no outcome in this world that can provide you peace.
Seal ei ole mingit teist viisi, kust sa võid leida rahu.
Only Jesus can bring peace to your soul.
Ainult Jeesus saab anda rahu sinu hingele.
Let me tell you, if you fix your circumstance,
kui sa ajad oma probleemid ise
it will not bring you peace.
See ei too sulle tegelikult rahu.
If you think, I get my husband, I get my wife, that will give me peace, that's not how
kui
it works.
Kui sa arvad, et sa saad omale mehe või naise ja arvad, et saad rahu, siis see ei tööta nii.
Because storms always come.
Sest tormid tulevad alati.
Situations always change.
Ja olukorrad ju alati muutuvad.
But inside Christ,
aga Kristuses,
he stays the same.
Tema jääb samaks. Ta ei muutu.
Only in him can you find real peace.
Temas sa leiad alati.
I see so many
rahu.
Believers.
Ma näen nii palju usklikke.
So often.
Nii tihti.
Trying to control the storms of life.
Üritavad oma elu torme ise kontrollida.
Trying to fix it.
Püüavad seda ära parandada.
Trying to gain peace.
Ja püüavad rahu saada.
When peace
kui rahu
is not in the storm stopping but in Christ.
On hoopis Kristuses. Mitte tormi peatamises.
Do you believe me yet?
Kas sa usad seda?
Let me put it like this. Let me put it like this.
Las ma räägin
Luke, Luke 8.
Luka 8. Peatükk.
Right, story in the Bible, Luke 8.
On üks lugu Biiblis.
Jesus puts his disciples on the boat, says go, you're going to get to the other side.
Jeesus saadab siis jüngrid paadiga teisele poole.
Jesus on the boat with them.
Jeesus on paadis nendega.
They're sailing along.
Ja seal aerutab.
That's my sailing technique.
See on minu aerutamine.
And the storm hits.
Ja siis tuleb torm.
The storm hits the boat.
Yeah, torm
and what do they do about it?
Paadiga.
They try and fix it. They're trying to get the sails up. They're trying to get the, you know, whatever.
Päästa seda tormis, sest olukorrast, seda paati.
They're trying to fix the storm so they can survive.
Üritavad seda tormi parandada, et nad võiksid
elada. But what is Jesus doing?
Aga mida Jeesus teeb?
He's taking a nap.
Ta lihtsalt, tal on üks uinak, lõunuinak.
He's having a sleep.
Ta lihtsalt magab seal.
In the middle of a storm.
Keset tormi.
How come he can have peace in the middle of a storm?
Kuidas tema saab olla rahulikult keset tormi?
I don't know about you, but when I'm in a storm, I want to have a nap. I want to have a nap, yeah.
Ma tahaks ka magada siis, kui torm on.
I think there's some more Christians that just need to take some more naps, amen?
Ma arvan, et kristlad peaksid rohkem uinaka.
Come on, somebody, I'm preaching for you this morning.
Ma räägin sinu vastu täna.
You can go home and say, honey, I've got to have a nap, thank you.
Sa võid minna koju öelda oma abikaasele.
The preacher man said so.
Jutluste ütles, et ma peaksin võtma uinaku.
Think about it.
Mõtle selle peale.
Let me tell you why, how we could take a nap like Jesus.
Las ma ütlen, kuidas me saame võtta uinakut nii nagu Jeesus tegi.
If we remain in Jesus,
kui me jääme Jeesusesse,
we will have the peace.
Meil on siis rahu.
When you have peace, you can take a nap.
Ja kui sul on rahu, siis sa võid rahulikult magada.
Let me throw you like this. When you're in Christ,
kui sa oled Kristuses,
if trouble wants to come and get you,
kui raskused tahavad sind üle võtta,
it's gonna have to go through him. Come on.
Siis nad peavad läbi tema minema.
Come on. Let me say that again. I want you to make sure you receive
Lass
that.
Uuesti,
if you are in him,
kui sa oled temas,
if trouble wants to come and get you,
ja raskused tahavad sind,
it's going to have to go through
siis
Jesus Christ himself. Thank you very much.
Läbi minema Jeesusest endast.
Am I making some sense right now?
Kas see jõuab kohale praegalt?
Come on. I'm enjoying the preaching this morning.
Ma naudin teiega praegalt.
So if you stay in Christ, no matter what comes for you, it has to go through him.
Ja kui sa jääd Kristusse, siis kõik raskused peavad Kristust enne maha võtma.
So it doesn't matter what situation you're in.
Need ei loegi enam, mis olukorras sa
oled. The trouble will just be around you, it will not be in you.
Ja probleemid on lihtsalt sinu ümber, nad ei tule sinu sisse enam.
You might be in a storm, but the storm will not be in.
Aga see storm ei saa tulla sinusse.
Come on! This could change our lives.
See võiks meie elusid muuta.
Let me put it like this. You live in the world, but you are not.
Sa elad maailmas, aga sa ei ole osa maailmast.
You live in the world, but you are not.
Sa elad maailmas, aga sa ei ole osa maailmast.
Mainust.
Maailmast.
Did I say it right? No, okay. Fine. I tried. You live in this world, but you are not of this world.
Aga ei ole osa sellest maailmast.
The world, the storms that attack this world.
Ja selle maailma tormid.
Cannot attack you.
Nad ei saa siin rünnata.
You might be inside of them.
Sa võid olla nende
keskel. But they are not inside of you.
Aga nad ei ole sinu sees.
Because you are in Christ.
Sest sina oled Kristuses.
So if trouble really wants to come get you,
ja kui raskused tõesti
tahavad, it's going to have to fight Jesus Christ first.
Kõigepealt peavad Jeesus enda maha võtma enne.
I'm going to take a nap in the middle of a storm. Thank you very much.
Ma lihtsalt teen väikse uinaku keset tormi.
Let me put it like this. Psalm 23.
Psalm 23.
You have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Ja kui ma kõniksin ka surmavari orus.
That doesn't sound very fun.
See ei kõla väga lahe asi teha.
Just be like, hey. So many Christians.
Nii palju usklikke.
We're praying.
Me palvetame.
God.
Jumal.
Give me another route around the shadow, the valley of the shadow of death.
Anna mulle mingi väike tee ümber selle surmavari oru.
God, can your GPS please give me another route round?
Kas sinu see GPS navigaator võiks juhatada mööda sellest surmavari
orust? So many Christians are praying.
Nii palju usklikud
palvetavad. God, I'm going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Jumal, ma kõnin läbi surmavari oru.
Can you please turn the lights on? Thank you.
Kas sa saaksid tuled põlema selle?
In fact, can you just move the valley out the way? I don't even want to see it.
Selle oru sealt eest ära liigutada, ma ei taha.
But that's not what God's going to do.
Aga see ei ole see,
mis Jumal teeb. He's going to say, my grace is sufficient for you.
Ta ütleb sulle, et minu armust piisab sulle.
You can walk through it.
Sa võid sellest läbi kõndida.
In fact, you don't just walk through it.
Sa lihtsalt ei saa isegi läbi
you
kõndida.
You stride through it.
Sa võid lihtsalt julged jõuda.
Because I'm a child of the king.
Sest ma olen kuninga laps.
I'm a prince and a princess.
Ma olen prints ja printsess.
If trouble wants to fight me in the valley,
kui raskus tahab mind maha
it's going to have to fight Jesus Christ first. Thank you very much.
Jeesuse Kristuse maha võtma.
It does not matter what valley life throws at you.
Ei loe, millise oru ma elu viskab sinu
It doesn't
teele.
Matter how dark it gets.
Ei loe, kui pimedaks asi läheb.
You are in Christ.
Sa oled Kristuses.
You don't get overwhelmed anymore.
Sa ei saa enam, sa ei lähe üle närvi sellest, liialt närvi sellest.
You don't get overwhelmed anymore.
See aja sind endast välja.
His grace is sufficient.
On piisav.
Trouble, you want to come for me?
Probleemid, kus te tahate?
Bring it on! Võtta.
Tulge aga.
Enemy, you want to pick up your flaming arrows and shoot them in my direction?
Vaenlane, kus te tahate oma tulenooltega mind tulistada?
That's fine, my friends.
Ja laske käia.
I'm going to pick up my shield of faith.
Ma võtan oma usu kiinni.
And I'm going to say, I'm in Jesus Christ.
Ma olen Jeesus Kristus.
You want to hit me?
Kus sa tahad mind
You're going to have to hit him first.
Sa pead teda enne
I don't get overwhelmed anymore.
Mina
you fire as many arrows as you like.
Tulista nii palju tulenooli.
Nothing's going to stop me.
Miski ei peata
mind. I'm going to keep on walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm going to keep on going. Because his grace is sufficient for me. I'm a child of the king. I don't get overwhelmed anymore. Come on, but I think that deserves a round of applause. Maybe someone needs to stand to their feet and claim that for their life right now. This will change your life. This is not an avoidance technique.
See ei ole mingi
that was a tough one either.
See ei ole mingi vältimistehnika ja.
This is a new attitude.
See on uus suhtumine.
If you receive this for your life,
kui sa võtad selle oma elu jaoks vastu,
storms are still going to come.
Tormid ikka tulevad.
But you're going to walk through it differently.
Aga sa kõnid teistmoodi sellest läbi.
In fact, you'll be taking a nap.
Sa isegi võid uinaku teha.
And your friends around you in your life.
Ja su sõbrad sinu ümber, sinu elus.
They'll look at you.
Nad vaatavad sinna.
And they'll say, how come you're coping so well with this situation?
Ja nad küsivad, kuidas sa selle olukorraga nii hästi toime tuled.
They'll be like, how are you doing it?
Kuidas sa teed seda?
How are you dealing with your with the fact that you've lost your job?
Kuidas sa tegeled sellega, et sa just jäid tööst ilma?
How are you coping with this grief?
Ja kuidas sa selle leinaga hakkama
saad? How are you coping with this troubled situation in your life?
Kuidas sa selle probleemse olukorraga oma elus hakkama
saad? And you'll say, brother, sister, have you not seen?
Kas te ei näe seda?
Have you not heard?
Kas sa ei ole kuulnud?
I'm inside of Christ.
Ma olen Kristuse sees.
Nothing of this world can get to me.
Miski siin maailmas ei suuda mind maha tõmmata.
But it is not in me.
Aga see maailm ei ole minus.
I don't get overwhelmed.
Ma see ei mõjuta mind.
His grace is sufficient for me.
Tema arm on piisav minu jaoks.
I don't need anything else from this world.
Mul ei ole mitte midagi muud vaja.
I've got Christ.
Mul on Kristus.
I'm going to take a nap.
Ma lihtsalt teen väikse uinaku.
And then your non-Christian friends will look at you.
Ja siis su uskmatud sõbrad vaatavad sind.
And they say, what do you have that I don't?
Mis on sinul, mida mul ei ole?
They say, how do you deal with life?
Kuidas sa eluga hakkama saad?
And you go, come to church, my brother.
Sa ütle, tule kogudusse.
You can remain in Jesus as well.
Sa võid ka Jeesus saada selliseks.
We don't get overwhelmed anymore.
me ei lähe üle liial närvi endast välja.
We don't get troubled anymore.
Me ei satu sellistesse jamadesse enam.
His grace,
tema arm,
is sufficient.
On piisav.
For any situation you are going
iga
through.
Iga olukorra jaoks, mille sees oled.
Amen.
Amen.
Has this helped somebody?
Kas see on täna aidanud kedagi?
I meet so many believers.
Nii palju usklikke.
Who are so stressed out and burnt out by life.
Kes põevad nii palju on läbi põlevanud elu.
We're trying to fix all the storms.
Kes üritavad kõike torme
ise ära võidelda. We sometimes think it's the good Christian thing to do if we fix everyone else's storms.
Ja tihti me mõtlemegi, et see on hea kristlik tegevus, et me üritame kõiki torme ise ära parandada.
If we try and fix everyone else's situations,
me püüame kõikide teiste probleemi ise ära lahendama.
That that's actually anti the gospel.
See on tegelikult evangeeliumi vastu.
Can we see that?
Kas me näeme seda?
The gospel says,
evangeelium ütleb,
you can't do it.
Sina ei suuda seda teha.
Let Christ do it.
Las Kristus teeb seda.
But then we live.
Ja siis kui meie elame.
We'll do it.
Meie teeme seda.
Let Christ do it.
Las Kristus teeb.
Christians.
Kristlased.
Let Christ deal with it.
Las Kristus tegeleda nende.
Christ is the one that's overcome the world.
Kristus on maailma ära võitnud.
It's Christ.
Kristus.
Don't try and fix everything.
Ära püüa ise kõike ära parandada.
Learn how to sleep.
Õpi, kuidas magada.
That's your job.
See on sinu ülesanne.
You just keep walking.
Sa lihtsalt kõnni edasi.
And when you need it, you take a nap.
Ja kui vaja, siis teed uinaku.
That's all God asks of you.
Ja kõik, mis Jumal palub sul teha.
When trouble comes.
Kui raskused tulevad.
Keep walking.
Kõnni edasi.
And then take a nap.
Ja tee uinaku vaja.
Let Christ deal with the storm.
Tegeleda sinu tormidega.
Because you know what happened in Luke 8?
Sest mis Luuka 8. Toimub.
At the end of the story, Jesus stood up.
Loo lõpus Jeesus tõuseb püsti.
And he said, storm.
Ta ütleb, et torm.
Be calm.
Rahuna maha.
What did the disciples do?
Ja mis jüngrid teevad
seal? They didn't do anything to calm the storm. Nothing.
Nad ei tee midagi selleks, et maha rahustada tormi.
They just carried on worshiping Jesus afterwards.
Nad lihtsalt pärast ülistavad Jeesust edasi.
He said, just be calm.
Nad ütlesid, ole rahulik, rahule maha.
Let Jesus deal with your storms.
Las Jeesus rahustab sinu torme.
You learn how to walk and take a nap.
Sina õpi, kuidas kõndida lihtsalt ja rahus puhata.
Just want to close your eyes for me.
Kas te võisite oma silmad
sulgeda? Just take a moment. Just give yourself some space and some silence, which is the music playing.
Olemata ja vaikuses hetkeks.
If you are sick and tired,
kui sa oled täiega väsinud,
of being sick and tired,
olemast täiega väsinud,
if the storm is overwhelming your life,
kui elu torm on liiga suur sinu elu jaoks,
if you feel like that's it, I need to give up,
kui sa oled piiri peale, et alla anda,
if the storm is starting to really affect who you are,
kui sinu torm hakkab sinu elu muutma, mõjutama.
I want to pray for you this morning.
Ma tahan täna palvetada sinu eest.
I want to pray that you would know.
Ma tahan palvetada, et sa teaksid.
That you are in Christ.
Et sa oleksid, et oled Kristuses.
If you are in that place.
Sa oled selles kohas täna.
I'm going to ask you to stand up and come out to the front.
Ma palun sul tõuse püsti, tule siia ette.
Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed.
Ära karda, ära häbene.
Just say, I'm sick and tired of this.
Mu südames ütle, et
I need a new attitude.
Et ma olen väsinud, ma tahan
I need to change my mind.
Ma tahan muuta oma meelt.
I need to sort this out.
Ma pean selle ära lahendama.
I'm going to put myself in Christ.
Ma panen ennast Kristusesse.
Just stand up right now and you just come out to the front.
Tule siia.
Stand up right now. You come to the front.
Ja, tule siia ette.
And I know there's many of you, so don't be afraid, don't be ashamed. You come out. You come and seek God yourself. Come and
otsi ise Jumalat.
Ask him.
Küsi tema käest.
You can come kneel down, you can come lay down, you can come stand up, whatever you want.
Lamada, sa võid.
Come on out.
Seista, tule seista välja.
I know there's more.
Ma tean, siin on veel inimesi.
Those of you who are struggling with disappointment right now.
Te, kes te maadlete pettumusega praegu.
You're trying to do the good thing, but it keeps going bad.
Üritate head asja teha, aga ikkagi asjad lähevad halvemaks.
Get yourself out here right now.
Tule sealt välja praegu siia palvele.
I'm going to pray that you be found in Christ.
Ma palutan, et sa võiksid leida ennast Kristuses.
No storm that comes against you.
Et need tormid, mis sinu vastu tulevad.
Will be able to remain in you.
Et need jääks sinusse.
Because you are in Christ.
Sest sa oled Kristuses.
And if it wants you,
et kui ta taab sind maha võtma,
it has tormid, to go through him.
Siis need tormid peavad
you don't get overwhelmed anymore.
Võtma. Ja sina ei kõigu sellest
Thank
enam.
You, Lord.
Tänu Jeesus sulle.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänu Jeesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Tänu sulle.